And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
I just got fired. Now what? I just got fired. Now what? How am I going to handle this in my next interview? How am I going to handle it on my resume? How am I going to handle this in my life? What do I do now? You know, it's funny when I've been in the professional recruiting business over 20 years, and most of the, you know, majority of our work that we do is with contractors and engineers and construction materials, things like that. And for the most part, most of those people, it's not uncommon that they lose their jobs, you know, when the project's over, especially safety people, you know. There's different positions that are notorious for being let go, and so I kind of deal with this on a regular basis, and a lot of the clients that we work with deal with it as well. But let me ask you, if you just got fired, if you find yourself in this situation, you're wondering how to handle this, if it's something that with the economy, okay, if it's something with the economy, if it's something with the company, maybe they relocated to another city, state, country, if it's something to do with the economy, you need to get, and I know I said that twice, but all those sometimes have to do with the economy. That's why they're relocating to another country or whatever. What I want you to do is I want you to get a letter from the employer, okay, from your employer that you just got fired from. I want you to get a letter from them and basically explaining that the position was eliminated or that the company was relocated, whatever the situation is. Just request a letter, and getting them to do this will help you moving forward. It eliminates the awkwardness when you're interviewing or when you're putting together your resume. You don't need to put on your resume you've been fired. Don't do that. You can always explain these things face to face with a potential employer. You know, you're not alone. I want to ease your mind. If you're one of these people that just got fired, you're not alone. You're not alone. A lot of people have gotten fired when the economy was bad a few years ago. There's a lot of people out there. I know this doesn't make you feel any better, but when it comes to HR people or recruiters, companies, you know, they've had situations where they had to let go people. They had situations where they had to fire people, let them go, you know, however you want to use that. And sometimes I'll get calls from companies. I say, you know, we want to hire you to do this, hire you to fill this position. And I'll always ask them, why is it open? They'll say, you know, hey, you know, this guy got fired. And the guy got fired because he was a really good guy, just kind of in the wrong position. You know, a lot of times people are good people. They're just in the wrong position, sometimes even the wrong company. Wrong position in the wrong company. You know, they got that double whammy there. But sometimes, these companies will say, you know, he's a good guy. But they just were in the wrong position. So knowing that these companies have to let go of people, okay, and sometimes they're really good people, and sometimes they've lost work in the case of some of the contractors. Maybe they're running out of work. They've had to let go of some people. You know, sometimes they're letting go of people that are pretty good, you know, but they have to do it, right? So these HR people and these recruiters that you'll be dealing with when you start looking for a new position, they have let go people. They know how these things are. So it's best to be upfront and honest. The best policy is to be open and honest and explain the situation. And here's the key. If asked, there is no reason to bring up any information unless you are asked. Does that make sense? Some companies won't ask you, okay, or care, quite frankly. So don't worry about it. For the companies that do care and that are concerned, you'll need to explain the situation and be open and honest. Don't hide anything. I really didn't get along with my boss. We just didn't see eye to eye, whatever. Whatever the situation is. I find it to be the best policy. Do you know why? Well, here's a little dirty little secret. Do you know why? First of all, you always want to be open and honest. That's a given. But you know why I find it the best policy when dealing with this specific issue rather than trying to hide things? Now, when I say don't bring it up unless asked, I'm not saying to hide anything. I'm just saying there's no reason to bring it up unless you're asked. But the dirty little secret is this HR person may have gotten fired from their last job. Okay? All right? And the recruiter or even the hiring manager. You know, they may have been fired before. You understand? So that's a dirty little secret. You know, sometimes I've dealt with people, I know they've been fired, and then they go to their other company, now they're the HR manager over there, and they call us to find somebody. I know they were fired at the last company. I don't bring this up, but I know they were let go. We did a good job for them, helped them fill the position, so they called us when they got to the next position, right? In other words, it's aggravating to you because it's happening to you. You just got fired. But the reality of the situation is, in the professional career business of hiring people, they deal with the other part of that equation on a day-to-day basis. So it's not only that they hire, they fire or let go. Just because someone got let go or fired doesn't mean it was for any reason specifically to them all the time, right? Okay, so now that we got that straight, so you just want to be open and honest and don't worry about it, okay? Just be, why? You don't want to, you just want to tell like it is. Don't hide anything. If all of the people that have ever been fired in their careers couldn't get hired again, there would be a lot of people out of work. Okay? If all of the people that have ever been fired in this world, in their careers, in this world, all the people that have ever been fired from their careers, if all those people couldn't get hired again, there would be a lot of people out of work. And get this. This is another thing to ease your mind about. Companies hire people that have been fired all the time. Again, I'm trying to lift you up here a little bit. Companies hire people that have been fired all the time because what did I just say? Otherwise, there'd be a lot of people out of work, right? They hire people that have been fired all the time because they understand that sometimes there's a manager in that department no one likes to work with, and he fired this guy out of the sky blue, and they have to deal with these issues, these HR people, these companies. They deal with these issues. Why did you fire Julie? She came in late. Well, you know, whatever the situation is, sometimes there's a hiring manager, meaning her boss, his boss, that the HR people know are a jerk. Nobody wants to work for them. And they hire people. Or excuse me, they fire people, right? Sometimes for no reason. Okay? Companies hire people that have been fired all the time. It might be the first time for you, but it won't be for the company that you're interviewing with. Does that make sense? So hold your head up high and go for it. Be honest. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. For more career tips, go to AskMikePalumbo.com.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.